This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli airstrikes hit schools and a hospital in Gaza on Sunday, killing at least 35 people, Palestinian officials said, while the Israeli military said it hit Hamas terrorist targets. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen has more.
The attacks come the day after ceasefire talks in Cairo ended without result. Israel is bracing for a serious escalation following the assassination of Hamas's leader Ismail Haniyeh in Tehran on Wednesday. Netanyahu was due to convene special security discussions late on Sunday, a defense official said, following threats of retaliation from Iran and others. While U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken was talking to leaders in the Middle East, seeking to calm tensions, according to the State Department.
Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen. Lebanese took part in a march on Sunday in the Lebanese capital to mark 4 years since Beirut was rocked by a blast in the city's port, one of the largest and most destructive on record. Participants held pictures of the people killed in the blast of the port of Beirut in 2020 as they marched behind an ambulance car that held a Lebanese flag covered in red stains. On August 4, 2020, a stockpile of ammonium nitrate stored unsafely for years exploded in the port of the Lebanese capital. The blast killed at least 220 people, injured thousands, and destroyed large areas of the capital. Nearly 100 people have been killed and hundreds more injured as renewed anti-government protests sweep across Bangladesh. The protesters are calling for the prime minister to resign. The prime minister responded by accusing them of sabotage and cutting off mobile internet in a bid to quell the unrest.